Welcome to this weekly edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain Crypto News. My name is Cindy and these were the news from April 27, 2020 to May 1, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech. On April 27, here were the news: US regulator clears security token trading system to launch. Crypto exchange offers credit lines so institutions can trade now, pay later. Bitcoin hits highest level since Black Thursday amid halving buzz. The Netherlands AMLD5 interpretation appears to be killing crypto firms. First mover, Ether trounces Bitcoin as network sees surge in stablecoins. Crypto long and short, how oil going negative could open the door for Bitcoin ETFs. On April 28, here were the news. SEC opposes Blockchain Association's brief supporting kick, says group ISNT neutral. DeFi project DeForce refunds all affected users after $25 million hack. Libra has a flawed crisis model, says ex-IMF economist. Cypher traces new crypto tracing tool is meant for banks. Bitcoin rally pauses near $7,800 after longest winning run in 8 months. Chinese city known for Bitcoin mining seeks blockchain firms to burn excess hydropower. Cross-border payment portal Checkout.com is latest to join Libra Association. World Economic Forum shares roadmap for deploying blockchains in real world. First mover, 2 weeks from halving, Bitcoin rally brings $10,000 into view. On April 29, here were the news. Nasdaq is using R3's Corda for managing digital assets. YouTube suspends Ripple's tech chief days after XRP scam lawsuit filing. Digital asset firm Taurus Group raises $10 million from investors including banks, Tezos. 66% of Europeans believe crypto will still be around in 10 years, survey. Börse Stuttgart's Bitcoin exchange adds stop orders as volatility hedge. Crypto data provider SKU raises $5 million, launches trade execution platform. U.S. Transportation Department says blockchain could bring more trust to commercial drones. Silvergate adds 46 more crypto clients in Q1 while existing customers increase deposit levels. Bitcoin rises above $8,100 as bullseye April gain for fifth year running. Bitcoin wallets are adopting this tech to simplify Lightning payments. First mover, for Bitcoin prices, inflation headlines may matter more than the reality. On April 30, here were the news. Blockstack ran on token sales in 2019, says latest SEC filing. Binance, Brock Pierce donate $1 million to Puerto Rico's COVID-19 fight. BTSE exchange taps into crypto demand by increasing request for quote limits. Alibaba patents blockchain system that spots music copycats. YouNow's regulated crypto project props will migrate to Algorand blockchain. Tezos becomes latest blockchain to tap Chainlink for Oracle services. Fidelity-backed Fireblocks opens Asia offices to pitch crypto hot vault. Older mining machines turn profitable again as Bitcoin rises ahead of halving. Shares in Grayscale's Bitcoin Trust up by 14% after crypto's price rallies. Ousted Bitmain co-founder wins partial victory in latest legal battle. Telegram caves to U.S. regulators, delays blockchain launch, offers to return $1.2 billion to investors. Bitcoin options trading volume surges price moves above $9,400. first mover, Bitcoin now crushing gold after biggest price jump in 6 weeks. Genesis CEO details Black Thursday chaos in Q1 lending report. On May 1, here were the news. American buyers are fueling Bitcoin's rally, data suggests. First mover, Tezos led crypto market with twice Bitcoin's gains in April. Overstock wants to trade traditional stocks on T0 crypto app. Bitcoin rises back to $8,800 even as US stock futures drop. Why crypto exchange OKCoin jumped through hoops to get licensed in Japan. Argo blockchain sees revenues soar 11x after mining 1,300 Bitcoin in 2019. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.